In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Teacher with me, your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about whether it's possible to pay back Allah's grace. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Is it possible to pay back Allah's grace? It is said that we are so incapable, weak, and needy before Allah that we can't even give thanks to Allah for the grace He has given us in the perfect way. This is true. Allah's grace is so vast and great that we don't have the capacity to comprehend its greatness, let alone give thanks for them. In Munajatu Shakirin, meaning the whispered supplications of those who give thanks, which is a series of whispered supplications from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad says that Allah's bounties and blessings come forth so quickly and right after another that we even forget which one to give thanks for. Just think about it. Every moment that you breathe, with every heartbeat, and with whatever happens in our body involuntarily, these are all blessings that we often take for granted. If we want to thank Allah for His grace and blessings, we should always be doing so. But Allah is so gracious and kind to us that He overlooks all of these shortcomings of us for not giving thanks to His blessings the way He is worthy of it. Nevertheless, we should pay back Allah's grace to the best of our ability. It means we should at least verbally say Alhamdulillah or Shukran Lillah when we feel that Allah has showered us with His grace and we really feel the greatness of that grace given to us. The best way an act of showing our thanks to Allah is without a doubt the prayers that we offer 5 times a day. The arkan of prayer, meaning qiyam, rukur, sujood, these are all the best ways of showing our need and respect to Allah, and of course, our thanks to Allah. And the best way of worshipping Allah are in those positions, especially sajda. So if we want to pay back Allah's grace, one of the best things we can do is, in addition to the wajib prayers, to offer 2 rakats or more of the recommended prayers.
شربنا على فكري
حبيبي مدامتا
ساكرنا بها من قال
لأن يخلق الكرم
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We all want to pay back Allah's grace, but how can we do that? Allah is a being which is beyond our thoughts, imagination, and even intellect. If we want to pay back Allah's grace in the same way that Allah has given us, it would be impossible. Nevertheless, Allah accepts our thanksgiving, even though it is nothing compared to His blessings and grace. Some think that because they are unable to express the due thanks to Allah's blessings, they should not make use of and enjoy those blessings. Once there was a young man who had not eaten food for a long time. He was asked why he wouldn't eat. He said, "I am incapable of giving the due thanks this blessing of Allah, which is food." Again, he was asked, "Do you drink the pure and fresh water that Allah has given us?" He said, "Yes." "Then you should also eat delicious food, which one is in less need of than water." He was convinced and ate food from then on. So we should not be like this young man and say we are not able to pay back Allah's grace. No, you are able to do that, but perhaps it won't be a perfect payback. The Holy Quran in Surah Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, verse 7 reads, "O you who believe, if you help Allah, Allah will help you and make your feet firm." Besides, Allah has said in the Quran that we all stand in need of Him, and He is the only all-sufficient being. Allah likes it that we express our need to Him and pray to Him for everything. He also likes it that we rely on Him and take the necessary measures to fulfill our needs. In other words, verbally showing our gratitude towards Allah for His grace and blessings is not enough. We have to show it in our actions as well. Now we will listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali, who will talk about today's topic.
When I left my university, I cried. I said, "Allah, I grew up in New York. You moved me from Africa to America to New York. You brought me here with intact parents who protected me from sin. That I could have been a drug dealer, I could have been a drug addict, I could have done many haram things. New York City of all the places. You protected me. Then you sent me to the university to get educated. So many possible deaths I avoided. You protected me. You guided me. You taught me. My God, how much can I pay you back? I am not a statistic. You and I are not a statistic. 7.5 billion people, you and I are not a probability to be here today. You and I were chosen. Allah has chosen us, and He's going to hold you and me liable on Judgment Day. I'm just speaking from experience that I said, "Oh Allah, I want to pay you back even 1%, because I'll never pay you back, ever. If I worship you and I serve you forever, I won't even scratch the surface of the mercy you've given me." So we took a group of youth who never prayed. We said, "Come on, we will teach you Islam." How? Preaching to them? No. Let's be role models. Let's be their friends. These little children, they need role models. They need to look up to somebody. What do they do on weekends? They got nothing else to do. Then at least, that time, we didn't have the technology we have today. Today, kids have access to the worst things possible. In seconds. How do we protect them? We're in paralysis mode. Inshallah, Imam Mahdi will fix it when he comes. Allah is asking you and me, what stopped you from fixing it? When we took those kids skiing the first year, I remember, because I'm a skier, took them skiing, I got letters from youth who I never saw in my life before. They said, "Brother, I never prayed before. I never fasted. I had no idea what Islam is. I fell in love with Islam, and I'm never going to give up Islam." A letter. This was a letter from Allah to me. A boy wrote it, but I knew Allah was talking to me. This boy wrote a 2-page letter. I just saw him. He's a surgeon today, married with, you know, with 2 kids, surgeon. He's still full of deen, maintaining his salah, sending his children to Islamic school. I'm saying, subhanAllah, this boy didn't even pray before. All it took was that one experience on a ski slope. He fell in love with Allah. He says, "I'll never give it up." We didn't have to go give them chocolates, money, nothing. We just had to resonate Islam. It grew that we started doing camps. And every time I'd get letters and notes from people, "Brother, my life has changed." Allah says, "Did you see this? You keep doing it." So I'm going to conclude that just a simple, I'm a very small person in society, and I speak with my heart. How many of us are willing to give a little loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And say, "Oh Allah, my $1 solve the problem of many of our next generations? Do we do those things? So I end with this. Let us be proactive. In Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 78, Allah says, وَجَاهِدُ فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِي هُوَاجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجْ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَفِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين سيدي حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين سيدي حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين محمد God's mercy man of honor and dignity shining so bright his light for all of humanity محمد Allah's mercy man of honor.
Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Paying back Allah's grace is possible, but only within our own capacity. Every person has the duty to show his gratitude toward Allah within his capacity. Allah does not charge a duty on someone unless it is within his capacity. So if you're a person who is more knowledgeable and capable of another person, you will have a heavier responsibility than someone who is less capable than you. You should not sit idle and waste your time watching TV, playing games, or doing other wasteful activities when you have the ability to do much more productive activities which would please Allah. Even if it is reciting a few verses of the Quran, or reading a dua, or doing something which you have good intention for it, such as helping your family or relatives, and so on and so forth. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said that it is incumbent on every Muslim to recite at least 50 verses of the Quran every day. If you really want to pay back Allah's grace and favors, why won't you listen to the words of Allah? It's said that reading the Quran is like listening to the words of Allah. But you have to make sure that you read with reflection on the meanings of the verses. But if you can't do that, it's okay. Just reciting the Quran without knowing the meaning is still good. Why is it that today, in this generation, people have stopped reading books? Now it's all about smartphones and tablets and social networks. This is the most absurd thing that is happening to this generation. Yes, those also have good, you could also make good use of smartphones, tablets, and social networks too. But they can't replace books. We have so many good religious books which tell us how we as Muslims should serve Allah to become an abd of Allah, that is someone who totally submits himself to Allah and is pleased with whatever Allah ordains for him. In fact, the goal of creation is becoming the abd of Allah and worshipping Allah. This would be the best way of paying back Allah's grace and favors.
They filled my palm full of doubt and wouldn't hear me out. But still I chased my dreams. They told me to quit.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Until next time, goodbye.
I will shine on tomorrow, light the way for all to follow from the darkness.
least I tried to stare the world in the eyes, find strength to pull me through. I saw through my tests and trials a road that ran 1,000 miles. At the end,